Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey everybody, I'm here to give you guys some tips of mine on how to not judge others. Have you been judged before? Have you been talked to unfairly, unkindly, snarkiness? I am so guilty of being judgmental. I actually joke sometimes, it's like, I am so good at judging. Why would I stop something that I'm so good at? But when you've been on the other end of being judged, it changes your perspective. And over the course of the last 5-7 years, I've had a crash course in getting judged, and it's hard. It's brutal. I feel for you. One day in particular, I remember we just found out Clint had terminal cancer. You know, we always hope something would work. Cross our fingers, this chemo trial will work, this chemo trial will work. Oh, it didn't, dang it. There's still another one, and there's still another one. Well, there wasn't. We just found out it was the end of the road. There was nothing more we could do. He was given the death sentence, 6 months to a year left to live. And I remember he wasn't working. We were poor. Luckily, I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints that has an amazing program to help feed families that don't have money to buy food. We were one of those families. How hard and horrible was that to realize, like, we can't even buy food. And my husband's dying. So here I am going to this church grocery store with my food order, humbled anyway to have to be doing that. I get all my food, I get in the car, and I'm driving down this road, and I'm just kind of lost in my thoughts, right? I'm crying, I'm trying to envision my life without my best friend, I'm trying to think of what I'm going to do, and I'm driving 10 miles under the speed limit. And I remember, and it was on this road where nobody was. There was nobody in front of me. And this car came barreling up behind me, I remember, and just laid on his horn. Honk, 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 sat there and just slammed on his horn. And then he pulled up to the side of me, and he sat there and flipped me off and just streamed these obscenities at me. And I just sat there stunned. Like, I couldn't even bring myself to understand, like, why would you do that to somebody? Like, if he only knew what was going on in my life at that moment, he would have wanted to hug me, not flip me off. And it forever changed my perspective on road rage, because you never know. Like, I always try to be annoyingly optimistic, much to my kids' disappointment. But what if they're in an emergency? What if they're going somewhere? What if they just found out this devastating thing's gonna be happening in their life? Like, I really try to take that moment where you get that flare up. You know what I mean? Where you're like, oh, it's coming. And just pause and reflect back to that moment that I had driving down that road and that experience. And it stops me from wanting to get crazy and get angry and mad. So I often think of that on my day-to-day basis is, have you been judged? Have you been treated unfairly? Do you like it? Don't do it. That's what I tell myself. And that helps me. Remember, everyone does something different ways. I like to say every crayon is a different color. There's nothing wrong with doing things the way you like. And if someone does things the way you don't like, and they don't live in your family, like in your home under your roof, you should probably, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all, right? We should do that. That's kind. That's respectful. But we can't. Sometimes when we're hiding behind a screen, we think, oh, I can be mean and nasty and say some hurtful things or vent what I'm thinking that you probably shouldn't say. Like, we need to go back to the old adage of, if you can't say something nice, don't say something at all. And I love this story. Sometimes you don't understand why people do things the way they do, right? And my mom always told me this story of, there was this family, right? And the husband was doing, watching his wife cook dinner, and he said, hey, why do you cut the roast in half when you put it in the pot? She's like, I don't know. My mom did. So then he went to the mom at a family party and was like, hey, why do you cut the roast in half before you put it in the pot? She's like, I don't know. My mom always did. And then he goes to the grandma, right? And said, hey, why do you cut the roast in half before you put it in the pot? And she said, well, my pot's too small for my roast. So I always have to cut it in half because it won't fit. And it was just like, oh my gosh, that always stuck with me. It's like, why do we do some things the way we do it? Is it because our mom showed us? Is it because of their mom's mom? Sometimes we do crazy, weird things that we don't understand why we do it. But that's okay. Does it make the roast taste any less delicious if it's cut in half? No. Should you be like, you shouldn't do your roast like that. That's not right. It is right. It's right for them. That's okay. So no matter what you don't like that somebody's doing, maybe it works for them. Maybe they like to do it because they were taught to do it that way. And you have to stop and think to yourself, I wonder why they're doing that. But does it matter? It doesn't. Because at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter what other people are doing. You should be worrying about the person you're looking at in the mirror, right? You should be worrying about being the best version of yourself. And how much power is that? How much happiness is that? When you realize the only person I'm going to judge is nobody. That's refreshing. That's amazing. Because I have had my share of judgment from being a widow. I remember one time we went bowling and the family was like, said to us, oh, you know, something to the effect of, oh, it looks like you got over the death of your spouse fast. You guys are out having fun. You know, it was like in jest. And I just sat there stunned. Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, are we supposed to sit in our basement in black clothes with like a veil over our head for 1 year? And those people hadn't lost somebody. And they didn't understand. And that's what I want to share. Don't judge somebody. You don't know what they're going through. You don't know the roads that they have walked. Maybe they do cry at home, but they got their butts out of the house to go do something fun. And that's what we need to do, is love people more, share light more, not judge them and wonder, oh my gosh, look at them doing this and look at them doing that. Because it's hard. At the end of the day, it's hard. Life's hard for everybody. And a quote that I love from David Kessler is, we're not all in the same boat, but we're all in the same storm. That's so poignant. Life is hard for everybody. It's raining all around. You never know what somebody's going through in their life at that moment, at that time. And if you knew, 9 times out of 10, you wouldn't be mad. You would actually feel bad and want to hug them instead of flip them off. Let me tell you, from personal experience, I think twice when I get angry and mad. I try not to. So don't judge others. Love others. That's what we're here for. We're here to show people that we can do this. We can get through hard. And we don't need to be each other's critic. Because at the end of the day, all I care about is what God thinks about me and what my daddy and my mommy think about me and my little babies in my home. And that's what we need to worry about. Worry less about what others say and worry more about what brings us happiness, what brings us joy. And I love you guys, and I hope that next time when you have road rage or next time when you really want to rail on someone's way of doing things, that you think twice, that you don't, that you stop, that you pause, and you think to yourself, maybe they're going through something hard. Maybe they're going through something that makes them act that way. And love people. Put out the best because you'll get the best back. And at the end of the day, you can close your eyes and know that you didn't flip somebody off and go crazy, because you never know what that person in that car is going through. And don't forget, no matter what, put on your judge-free big girl pants.